I'm ready, ready. I'm ready for ya. I'm ready, yeah.
Hi, I'm Julia Lubin. I'm a model turned makeup artist and writer. I'm also the host of this podcast, the MUA Chronicle podcast. Join me here every Tuesday as I pull back the curtain on the latest in beauty, fashion, and pop culture. I'm here to demystify the hype and give it to you real. Hello, hello, and welcome back. Today's episode is an extra exciting one for me, for yours truly, because I am talking about beauty tech. Hello, everyone. My name is Julia. I am your host. Welcome back to the Makeup Artist Chronicle. So as somebody who has spent most of her professional life working for health tech startups, in addition to my artistry and my beauty and my creative design, I have seen the way that an antiquated industry can be shaken up by technology. I can also see how the result of it is customers, or in the case of healthcare, patients, who essentially will spend less time researching how to navigate all of the brands and the options, everything in the industry. It just allows services and products to be delivered to the customer without any fuss. Right? So kind of like what contactless delivery has given us in 2020. I don't know about you guys, but for me, I am such a sucker for contactless delivery. I've definitely been ordering out more. It's just made life so much easier for me, me and my antisocial self. So this week, to get back to beauty, I want to talk about a few high-tech and one low-tech option that can make skincare and makeup way easier. Like, way easier. First up is the Opti, which I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's spelled O-P-T-E. So Opti, Opte. Opti is the brainchild of personal care juggernaut P&G. So they own a lot of different brands, a lot of them drugstore, amazing company, just in terms of their portfolio. I'm not familiar with their ethics. That's a different conversation. But the Opti, this device is meant to be a must-have product for anyone that has sunspots, melasma, dark spots. It'll not only even, or it promises to not only even out skin tone by applying makeup over it, but also by decreasing that hyperpigmentation over time. So let's dive into the specs. The Opte itself, it looks a lot like an oversized disposable pregnancy test with the cap off. And when you see it, I guarantee you'll be like, oh yeah, I understand what she meant now. It sits in a case that looks almost like the case from the Dyson Supersonic, but it's just really small. It's smaller. It's more compact. It's meant to sit on your vanity. So it's white with gold detailing, and the case acts as storage, but also as the charger for the device. So once you pop the device out, it's wireless. You can just take it with you as long as it's charged. So essentially what you do is you slowly move the wand over your skin, and the wand uses blue light technology to calculate your natural skin tone, register where your dark spots are, and then deposit a tinted serum specifically on the dark spots. So how many times and how many of you have, you know, maybe you have a dark spot, maybe you even have a pimple. You essentially just have something that you need to conceal. Concealing anything on the skin, like under eye concealing, is a whole different thing, but I mean like a sunspot, a dark spot, melasma, discoloration of any kind. It's so hard to conceal because it's hard to match your skin tone perfectly with the concealer, with the product that's on the market. It's hard to get the finish that you need to make sure that it's going to wear throughout the day and that it's going to really give you the coverage that you need and even out your skin tone. So there's a lot of areas of the equation where you can potentially take a wrong turn and not get the result that you want. So the fact that something, this device essentially, it reads your skin, it finds out where you're at, where are the areas to specifically conceal, and then it just kind of like shoots out a little bit of coverage. And I've seen the before and afters of people who have tested this, and it's insane. Like, their skin tone becomes so much more even after this. And it's not like putting on a full face of foundation. It's a lighter coverage. So the tint acts like a concealer by covering up the pigmentation. It gets applied in a targeted way, and it matches your natural skin tone for more evenness. The serum also contains a variety of ingredients like niacinamide, which is vitamin B3, which has been formulated to lighten any hyperpigmentation after 12 weeks of continuous use. So you start seeing effects after 8 weeks, and then after 12 weeks, you really see a greater effect. And this is regular use. Now, the price. Let's talk price, because this is going to break a lot of people. I mean, it sounded really exciting up to this point, but the Opti, you can get the device and the first pack of cartridges for $599, so almost $600. And then every additional refill of the cartridge costs $129. You can also opt into a membership where you pay $65 a month for the system and the refills. It's recurring, but for that, you have to be locked in for 24 months. So it's kind of like joining a gym. I mean, obviously, I have thoughts about this. Firstly, who is this device going to be good for? Let's talk about that. So it's going to be very good for someone who is looking to cover up their hyperpigmentation, which, you know, it sounds like, oh, duh. But I've met so many people, both when I worked in retail and as a freelance artist, that just react to their hyperpigmentation differently. Some people, it really cripples their self-confidence and their self-esteem, and it really affects how they put themselves out into the world, their energy, right? Some people are like, it is what it is. I'm not too worried about it. And then there's just people who fall in between on the whole spectrum of feelings, because our relationships with our skin, our relationships with our appearance, our relationships with, you know, our bodies, our physical ability to take up space in this world it's important to us. And a lot of people react differently to a lot of things. But it's very closely tied to self-esteem and self-confidence. So if you're someone who your hyperpigmentation really does make you feel self-conscious, you prefer to cover it up, you use makeup almost every day to cover it up, and you're just not that satisfied with either the effort that it takes to conceal it, or the like you haven't found a product, the right concealer for you, the right texture of concealer, the right shade of concealer. So maybe it's a product piece, maybe it's an effort piece, maybe it's both. This is going to be the product for you, because it is going to give you the result that you want with minimum effort. And it's going to, the formula is tech. So it's going to be a little more foolproof. Especially the really cool thing is, like, if you do get tan, which wear your SPF, like that's how sunspots come about in the first place, it's damage. But if you are more pale in the colder months, if you are more tan in the warmer months or whenever, any changes in your skin is going to be picked up by this device. So you're not beholden to the fact that, oh, you have one concealer that works when you're this skin tone, and then one concealer that works when you're that skin tone. And if you're somewhere in between, you mix the two and you cocktail. If that's not your vibe, this is going to be the perfect device for you. Also, honestly, if you can afford it, if you can afford to just spend $600, whether there are going to be those people that this matters a lot to them. And so opting into a membership or saving up or, you know, finding a way to pay for this is going to be crucial for them. The other thing is, if you're just someone that has $600 to play with, go for it. Why not? The other thing that I want to point out is there are different types of hyperpigmentation. I think this is very, very important to make as a distinction. So there are some that serums and active ingredients and topicals just will not work for. There are some that they will. Unfortunately, you don't really find out until after about 12 weeks of regular use. But I don't want you to have high expectations of, like, this is going to solve my problem. It might. But if you have hyperpigmentation that is really intense or something that a serum is not going to be able to fix, it's in deeper in the layers of your skin, then I don't think that spending $600 on a device to apply those serums is going to necessarily help. You may want to definitely talk to a dermatologist first to see like what the best form of therapy is going to be for you, because it might be the Opti, or it might be a more hardcore laser. And there are different types of lasers. So there are treatments like Fraxel, which are pretty pricey, but there are other types of lasers that can help decrease dark spots and really even out that hyperpigmentation in a similar price range to Opti. Depending on your level of hyperpigmentation, you know, there's a Medi Spa near me in Northern California where they do, I think it's like $175 per session for their laser to even out skin tone. So make the choice that is right for you. If you want to try Opti, it's currently only available in the US and China. You can head over to optie.com, pick your skin tone out of fair, medium, or deep, and then the technology will be able to make you a cocktail based on your exact skin tone. And you can also pick whether you want to just splurge in the moment or whether you want to lock in for a package. This brand was made with a staff of dermatologists, plastic surgeons, and people who understand ingredients, understand skin. And so I think that this is very valuable. Again, if you have the money and you're willing to try it, I think this is going to be a pretty good buy. It's not accessible to everyone. And I think that's even further in the future of beauty, as this tech will become accessible. So what I think is really interesting about this next frontier of beauty is personalization, right? So specifically starting with determining what you already have. Like, in order for Opti to deposit the right amount of pigment in the right, like, exact location where your sunspot may be, the device first has to identify what your skin looks like. Sorry, I just, like, my phone started buzzing. It was in the seat and it just freaked me out. Okay, so you have to identify what your skin looks like. What is your starting place? So there's actually another tool that is on the market right now that can help identify concerns and recommend products. It is, the other cool thing about it is it's free. It's something new from Dermalogica and it's completely free. Like, anyone with an internet connection can do this or data plan. Essentially, you go to facemapping.me is the website, facemapping.me. You take a photo of your face with no makeup on, and the system will guide you to make sure the photo isn't too dark, it's not too blurry, like, it's really registering your skin. And the system then analyzes your skin and makes recommendations of what you might want to focus on. And I mean, then they also recommend products. Obviously, they're Dermalogica products that you can buy if you want to. They make it very easy to do that. So I tried this a few different times in different stages of the day and in different rooms of the house just to try and trick the system and see, will it really be able to pick up what my skin looks like? And the results were pretty much the same every single time. So my results were, I have darkness and texture around my eyes, which needs to be my first priority. Accurate. And the other characteristics that it gauges on is dehydration, redness and sensitivity, wrinkles, oiliness, and breakout activity. So how many breakouts do you have? How often? Like, well, not how often, but like, what is your level of breaking out? So mine were all, the other thing that they do is they give you a scale of 1 to 100, and the lower your score is, the like less of a problem it is. So they say. And then it also gauges, is it in the red zone, the yellow zone, or the green zone for optimal kind of levels, right? So mine were all in the green zone of the range. And for my eyes, which is my area of concern, I got a 50 out of 100 and a yellow, which means that like I should be worrying about this. So it's true. And I recently, actually a few months ago, started taking an eye cream because I knew that I would need to kind of get this under control before it got into a red zone, even before I did my face mapping. So I think this is a really good tool for anyone who's wondering, what's going on with my skin? What can help? Am I too dehydrated? Like, what is happening? So you can obviously buy the dermatological products if you want to. You're not under any obligation to. You can just as easily look at the active ingredients and then try to buy something within your price range or from your favorite brand. So for example, for me, since my eye area is of focus, Dermalogica recommended a $70 vitamin C eye cream. But the eye cream that I started taking or started using like a month ago is already a vitamin C cream for half the cost, which, by the way, sidebar, the vitamin C eye cream from MAC Cosmetics is what I use. And I think their skincare can often be hit or miss, but this product is just, it nails it for me. It gives me exactly the kind of eye feel I need. So I recommend trying facemapping.me for everyone. Like, anyone can use this. It's free. It's no obligation. And then you can kind of see where you're at with your skin. And oftentimes, you know, one of the things that I came across when I worked in retail, and even now to this day, like, someone will sit in my chair and I'll ask them, you know, are you familiar with what kind of skin type you have? Is it oily? Is it dry? And people never know. People never know. Well, I shouldn't generalize, but majority of people did not know. So it's hard to discern, and I think this is a really helpful tool. It's not the same, let me just preface, it's not the same as seeing a dermatologist or an esthetician, but it will definitely point you in the right direction if you have skin questions of where you might want to start your search, where you might want to focus, right? So personalization, love that, facemapping.me, and you know, I'm still really excited about the Perso from L'Oreal. I talked about this earlier in the year. It'll essentially scan your face and create both skincare and makeup based on what you want and need. I don't believe it'll apply it for you. Like, I don't think it'll spray it on you the way that the Opti deposits pigment, but it will give you a product that is perfect just for you. Which, update on that, because I know that I've talked about it often and I haven't really given an update. I think the launch, I can confirm that the launch is still set to be early 2021, according to L'Oreal. We still don't have a price for it. They're saying they're going to release a price point for us when we get closer to launch. Honestly, I think the launch might be getting pushed back. I don't know why, it feels that way to me. But I will keep waiting and I will keep updating you as we learn more. I'm very interested to see what the price will be. Now, the final brand that I want to end on is Guide Beauty. So this is the low-tech solution that I was talking about at the top of the show. It is going to help people with a lot of makeup application concerns. It's essentially hardware, so it's not tech in the sense that there is an algorithm or an AI or any lasers, but it is hardware that is innovating how we put on brow gel, how we put on gel eyeliner, do a cat eye, put on mascara. It essentially makes the applicators ergonomic. So the brand was started by a makeup artist named Terry Bryant, who began to struggle with makeup application, and she was diagnosed with Parkinson's. So her answer was Guide Beauty, which is a clean beauty line. They have a brow gel, they have a mascara, they have a gel eyeliner, in addition to, well, let me just take a step back. The brow gel and the mascara, the applicators and the product are one. The gel eyeliner comes in like a little pot, and then the applicator is separate, but they are sold in a bundle. So I'll get to like price and all of that in a moment, but I just want to talk about the specs of it. So basically, if you think of people who put pop sockets on their phone, you know, those like knobs that people put on the back of their phone so it's easier to hold in your hand. Maybe you're one of those people, maybe you have one on your phone, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's the same type of logic for the brow gel and the mascara. You hold the knob between your index and middle fingers. I mean, you could also hold it between your middle and ring fingers if that's more comfortable for you. And then you kind of just like hold the rest of the tube like you regularly would. And then you just put it on and it helps stabilize your application so that the wands are steady and they're straight and you can be a little bit more in control of them. The other thing about the mascara that I really want to point out is that it's a tubing formula. So it won't smudge, it won't run. I love it. We are seeing a real boom in tubing mascaras right now and I'm very, very into it. So, I mean, I think it's really, really great. I think this is an amazing product line. The one product in the line that's been making a lot of waves that even won an Allure Best of Beauty award is the Guide Wand. So this is for the gel eyeliner. It kind of looks like one of those tools that you can use to remove blackheads. Do you know what I mean? So the tools that you use to remove blackheads have like a loop at the end almost. So it's kind of like that, but the loop at the end is made of what looks like silicone. So it's very flexible. Essentially, you dip the wand into the gel eyeliner and then you put the loop up against your eyelid and it essentially acts like a bumper. Like if you've ever gone bowling and you put the bumpers up, it kind of acts like that to make sure that the line goes on straight. You can kind of really use the shape of your own eye and the kind of barrier of your own lash line to really give you an even, straight, beautifully applied liquid eyeliner. I mean, honestly, this is... Again, like if we're going to talk about who is this for, I think that it's for everyone. You know, I don't know how more people haven't created ergonomic makeup applicators. Obviously, you have people that have Parkinson's, arthritis, or a variety of, you know, any other reasons why their hands may not be so agile. But you also have people that struggle to apply things just... I'm wary to say skill level, but like maybe they haven't had enough practice, or maybe it's just not, liquid liner is just not their strong suit, which is fine. You know, there's so much of that Instagram makeup where everyone puts on a wing liner and they do it so well, and they do it so well because they've practiced and practiced and practiced and just have that experience. But if you're someone that has practice and it's just not your vibe, that's fine too. So I think anyone that wants to do a beautiful eyeliner and struggles, this is going to be great for you. Also, you know, I don't want to get too soapboxy, but if you are a brand that is not thinking of people who have disabilities or people that don't have the agility or the flexibility or the dexterity in their hands to be able to apply makeup, that doesn't mean they're not applying makeup. That doesn't mean they don't want to wear makeup. So maybe let's make more products or at least make packaging that's more ergonomic and easier to use for everyone. Which the founder of Olive & June, the nail care company, I want to say her name's like Sarah Tuttle, something Tuttle, I think. But the founder of Olive & June essentially created this special paddle that you use. It has the brush at the end and you use that to put on your nail polish and you're able to grip the brush in a way that's more ergonomic and easier to apply. So we should start thinking more about like, let's not only sell people the pretty packaging, let's sell people the functional packaging. But now back to Guide Beauty. So if you want to check out guidebeauty.com, what's really cool is that there are tutorials on how to use all of the products and kind of like a step-by-step for you. And then when it comes to price point, the brow gel and the mascara are $26 each. And the eyeliner and the wand come in a bundle of $50. You can restock the eyeliner itself, not the guide wand, but the actual eyeliner pan, pot, jar, whatever the hell it's called. You can restock it from Guide. I think it's also like $24, or you can just use any gel liner that you love or any gel eyeliner that you have when it comes time to refill. So I know overall, I'm just excited. I'm hopeful. There are such advances coming down the pipe for beauty, and I think it's about damn time. I think for as big of an industry as it is and how expensive of an, not expensive, well, it is expensive, but like how much revenue that industry, the beauty industry brings in both globally and in America, the fact that we are not a, like that industry is not on the cutting edge of technology is confounding to me. Like so many people are spending money there and they have so much money. Let's maybe fund some innovation. So again, yeah, I'm super excited for the advances that are coming. I think they're long overdue. I think they're moving a bit slowly, but I think it's going to be slow, slow, and then a lot all at once. So whether it's products that help folks with application or whether it automates the application altogether, I'm really excited to see where the future of beauty is headed and how every unique person can finally find, hopefully, representation in every single beauty brand. That's my dream, is a unified beauty community where every individual is applauded for their own unique beauty because we're all beautiful and no one feels othered. No one feels left out. I truly hope that that can be the future of beauty. That's it for me this week. Be sure to check out the newest podcast in the fam. It's called The Peony, Like the Flower. It is all about art and culture. And our first episode went up last week. It is all about memes and internet culture. My guest, Lex Agelsoff, is an amazing, amazing actor, improv queen, comedian, and just an all-around funny, lovely, sweet, nerdy, all of the good things human being. So please check it out. The next episode of The Peony goes live this Thursday with another special guest. And I will also be back on Tuesday of next week with an all new episode of the MUA Chronicle podcast. Thank you so much for being here and for your ongoing support. The Makeup Artist Chronicle podcast continues to evolve and our community continues to grow. To continue this evolution, please send me an email or a DM with your questions, or if you'd like to hear any special subjects, if you'd like me to investigate or do any research for you on any subjects, let me know. My email is Julia, J-U-L-I-Y-A, at julialubin.com. I'll leave it in the little blurb of this episode as well. And my Instagram handle and Twitter handle are at MUA Chronicle. Do not forget to subscribe, download, and rate the show. And if you want to do so for the Peony as well, please do. I will talk to you soon. Bye.